With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The winter wheat and spring wheat production is down 20% from 2016, according to the latest numbers from the USDA. However, the USDA's Brad Rippey explains, the winter wheat harvest is wrapping up, and it's doing so at a faster pace than the five-year average.
Winter wheat harvest wrapping up in all but the northern states, and nationally we're at 84% of the winter wheat harvested on July 23rd. That's 4 percentage points ahead of the five-year average, 2 points ahead of last year's pace. The greatest progress this week is across the northern plains, where we're seeing the harvest moving into the drought-stricken areas of the Dakotas and Montana. Just in the last week, we saw Montana's harvest advance 30 percentage points from 9 to 39% complete, and in South Dakota, a 29-point advance over the last week from 43 to 72% complete.
Meanwhile, winter wheat production is forecast at 1.28 billion bushels. That's up 2% from June 1st forecast, but down 23% from 2016. That statistic is a bit deceiving, though. Based on July 1st conditions for the United States yield, this is going to be the second highest yield on record for the U.S., behind only 2016. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West. For more information, head to aginfo.net.